Hard to believe it was 34 years ago this month that singer Karen Carpenter died of heart failure, brought on by years of battling anorexia nervosa. Seems like only yesterday. If you're old enough to remember, when that happened, it was the first time that many people had ever heard of the condition that she suffered from. Really the first time that we recognized that eating disorders were really a thing. And the silver lining of Karen Carpenter's death was a heightened awareness of just how serious and how common they actually are. Fast forward now to 2017, and this is still a public health crisis that affects people of all ages and all backgrounds. Dana is one of them, although her issue is the opposite: overindulgence, binge eating, or a food addiction. And she lives in eastern Ohio, near the Akron area, and joins us on the line today in recognition of Eating Disorders Awareness Week. And Dana, share a little bit of your story with us.
Well, for me, I still have a problem thinking that I have an eating disorder. For me, I realized I had a food addiction. So the program that I'm part of is a 12-step program. It's called Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to it after being in another 12-step program. I had struggled with drugs and alcohol, but when I put those things down, I realized that food was just as much a part of my addiction. And it became an even bigger problem because I didn't use other substances anymore. And I realized that I was using food in the way that I used drugs and alcohol to soothe me, to comfort me.
Yeah.
And that I couldn't put them down when I wanted to put them down. To me, addiction means I want to stop doing something. It's harming me. It hurts. And I can't stop. So.
And you bring up a good point that eating disorders, that term encompasses not only those involving deprivation, but overeating as well, a food addiction where, like you said, you just can't put it down. Because I think a lot of folks, when we hear eating disorders, we think of those who are depriving themselves, and that's not the entirety of it.
Yeah, or people who are bulimic and throwing up, or people who cannot, you know, who are eating huge quantities. For me, it wasn't like that. You know, when I got to the program I'm in, I had to really admit to myself that I had a place there, and it didn't matter if my story didn't exactly match everyone else. I didn't have to be as bad as I thought they were, or I didn't have to be different. I just had to know that I'm struggling with food and there's a place for me here, because that's what the purpose was.
Yeah. And so many people too don't understand the connection between whatever challenges a person may have in their life and why it manifests itself in an eating disorder, because it rarely actually has to do with the food itself.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you said that. And I realized that, like, food and weight is a symptom of a deeper problem. And so what's wonderful about the program that I'm in is that we address the deeper problem. I mean, sure, you have to put the food down. So we do have structure around what we do with the food. But then what? Then what happens? And I think that's where diets fall short for some people, not for everybody, but for someone, you know, who might have something more going on beneath the surface, then what? And the then what comes in all other shades and forms of what we can look at and get help with. And it's just a really supportive community of people who understand. I mean, even just to walk into a room and be able to say without feeling shameful that I'm struggling with my food and I'm struggling with my weight. And my weight was only about 20 to 25 pounds higher.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people in my program who lose hundreds of pounds, literally, and keep it off for decades. But realizing, like, that's not really where the problem lies. So being able to have support there and not have shame, that's what I wanted to say, not be afraid to say that there.
And is that the biggest thing societally, is that we project that shame? If we're talking to a food addict, it's, why don't you just go on a diet? Or the opposite, you know, for those who are struggling with deprivation, it's, you know, just go eat something. I mean, we tend to minimize this and not realize that there are these underlying forces.
Yeah, it's a mental and physical disease, and then it goes into, you know, a deeper realm even still of, you know, it just takes us away. Like, it's yeah. soul crushing. It's not just body crushing. It crushes your very inside.
So, knowing that, what can folks do if there is a loved one that they fear may be impacted by an eating disorder?
Well,
I mean, what's the best way to approach that? Say, I think maybe there's something bigger going on here.
Yeah, I mean, there's thousands of resources out there, but what I can say, just in passing on what I know from my own experience and mm-hmm. from what I've gathered watching other people, I've been in this program for 18 years, and I've watched a lot of people get better. I've also watched a lot of people struggle, but I do see people. We have about 6,000 members right now worldwide, which isn't very large, but it's gotten a lot larger.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch people shrink and you watch people grow. So I would direct people to our website, which is foodaddicts.org, and just check it out. And there's a wealth of information in there, and see if there's something that might hit home. There's one particular part that gives 20 questions to kind of ask yourself honestly, like, is this what I'm suffering with? Does this sound like stuff I've, you know, experienced? And just see, because some people do need other kinds of help, but I do see that there's a lot of people who come into this program who've gotten all kinds of other help that didn't work.
Yeah.
And this does. Yeah.
Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous is the organization. It is a program, as you mentioned, that borrows heavily from the principles of other 12-step programs like Alcoholics Anonymous. And this is something that, like alcoholism, you're never really cured. This is an issue that is always there. It is a daily fight.
Yep, but I'll tell you something. That's the good news, because what we get instead, and by having this community around me, I just see, like, and I feel that there's a thriving in here. It's a community of people who are healing and getting well and helping each other through, and it's really quite miraculous. It really is. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for not having this issue in my life. I'd rather have it with these results than be out there on my own just struggling. You know,
yeah.
I was just talking with another friend in program. We said, thank God for this program, because it just brings so much more than relief from the food, much more.
Such an incredibly hopeful message. Again, this is Eating Disorders Awareness Week. And let's mention again the website for Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous.
It is foodaddicts.org.
All right. And we will link that up on our webpage as well, so folks can get the resources from our webpage as well. Dana, thank you very much for taking the time to share some of your story. And certainly we wish you all the success moving forward.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you. And anyone out there, just know that there's hope. Thanks.
And that is the message, one of hope, hopefully, that we have been able to get across. That's the point we hope to get across this morning to somebody who may be struggling with this. Dana, obviously, not her real name, last name being for a particular situation, but you can learn more at our webpage at goodmornings.net. Coming up, business news.